My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Okay, thank you for the applause. I always love that. Listen, you tuned in to Love Your Making. I am Dr. V, your host, and Love Your Making is a leader-to-leader Sage Cup conversation. We entered into the year of our new faith set 2022, and we are going to be having such great fun as we discover how we can just really become better leaders in every way possible to the glory of God. We are the ambassadors for the kingdom. And so as Jesus did, he grew and he waxed with wisdom and favor with God and with man. And we want to do the same thing, right? Absolutely. I have asked you this year to change your outlook on love, on relationships, and on leadership. And we're going to swim through the Bible this year together, the rest of this year together, and we're going to discover leadership principles that we may or may not have used that will help us. And we're going to do that in such a diligent way that it will impact our relationships and it'll impact how we love God and ourselves and others, right? So it's love, it's relationship, and it's leadership. So let's get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, Father. We magnify your name this day. We thank you for being so good to us and so merciful. This is March, the very first part of the month of March, and we are moving on through the year 2022. And Father, we know that we live and move and have our being in you, and we cannot make a good move, a godly move without you. And so we thank you for your help. We thank you for the help of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the example in our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And Father God, most of all, we thank you that we have made a decision, as the scripture said in Ephesians 4:1, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called. And so we're going to be just there in that scripture today. And we ask the Holy Spirit to just magnify it in our ears and in our spirits and in our hearts. And it's in Jesus' name that we praise you and we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, I have been searching for probably a week or so. I've been meditating on God. You know, I need a download from you. I need to really, really, really like bring it home, as it were, about how we should change our outlook on love and on relationship and on leadership. Find me that one scripture. Well, he didn't give me that one scripture. He gave me several scriptures. But the one I chose to focus on for today is Ephesians 4 and 1. Ephesians 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. Hey, and then 6. And I think we will end up at verse 7. All right, let me read it for you. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring what? To keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is, listen to this, one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Verse 7, but unto every one of us is given, listen to this, grace. Thank you, Lord. According to the measure of the gift of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you. And I want to just pin that, because I know you probably heard, you probably preached or taught this scripture before, but I'm wondering if you've ever preached it or taught it or meditated on it and had this thought in mind. The very first verse gives us a clue. He says, I therefore, the writer says, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech ye to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Here Paul is writing to us, and you know he's such an amazing writer, right? Absolutely he is. And Paul is admonishing us in every way that I think that he can, for us to step up our leadership. You know, just be reminded that there is a way in which God has called us to lead, and there is a way in which he called us to, even when we're going through, like the scriptures say, in lowliness and in meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the faith. There is a standard. There isn't an acceptable way that the Lord wants us to lead, no matter what to say, leading in and out of season, I would put it like that. And so as I was thinking and meditating on our broadcast and to bring it on home to us about changing our outlook on love and changing our outlook on relationships and changing our outlook on leadership, I thought about this. This just came up in my spirit one day, and it just rolled out, and I knew it was absolutely from the Lord. And it came up like this. I was counseling another sister, and I said, you know what? When we give counsel, when we teach, when we preach, when we mentor, when we coach, is the new terminology that's there, when we come alongside one another, we're going to, with our counsel, we're going to shape, shift, or shatter. Oh my God, let me repeat that. We're going to shape, we're going to shift, or we're going to shatter some things. And I think in this passage that the writer was trying to get us in by shaping, by telling us what it would look like. What it would look like in verse 2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another. How? In love, endeavoring to do what? To keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Hey, God. And then he began to describe how we come from a place of oneness, come from a place of agreement, come from a place or the grace anointing is what's going to get you through. That it's not about how skillful you are in preaching and teaching and mentoring and coaching, if you don't have the grace anointing, like cloaked with it, dressed with it, you know, darned with it, you know, you won't get to that place that you are going to be most impactful in your vocation. And so he said this in verse 7. He says, it's that grace anointing that is given to us is according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Oh my God, that was a big statement right there, because it lets us to know that the grace anointing that you have to shape and to shift and to shatter, and I'm going to talk to you because I know it's in your mind right now. What are you talking about, shatter? I'm going to tell you that in a minute, but I'm going to tell you that you're going to have grace to do it, right? You're going to have grace to shape lives. You're going to have grace to shift lives, and you're going to have grace to shatter things in our lives, in your life, and in the life of others. Because leaders, guess what? You have to do some self-leadership, all right? And we have, as you lead others, that's there. And so, and God says, and he always says, and he repeats himself, he said, whatever you do, what? Do it in love. Love is the what? Most excellent way. That's it. And if you don't love me, you know, and you don't love the brethren, then you're not in the oneness that this writer is calling us to be, right? Just not. Hey, glory to God. So let's think on this. Well, back up a little bit, Dr. B. Tell us what you're talking about in terms of shaping, shifting, and shattering. I've got two sides. There's two sides to every coin, right? So as a leader, come on now. When we need to change our outlook on love, love is, and we'll go to a scripture there in a minute and to let you talk about it. Love is a powerful shaping energy. Yeah, it really is. It really is. Why do I say that? It's because and we often say John 3:16, for God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. How was that shaping? It was shaping a relationship that was built on the efficacy and the power and the acceptance of the shed blood of Jesus Christ for the propitiation of our sins. Christ shedding his blood on the cross, Christ purchasing our redemption and reconciliation. He shaped then a new relationship between us and God. Hey, glory to God. Thank you for that, Father. Because before, in the law, it was shaped and it had an end. And the end thereof, since sin could not be accepted, you know, it led to death. But because Christ came and he really, really, really did what Moses couldn't do, Elijah couldn't do, Elisha couldn't do, Solomon and David couldn't do. None of those could do this. Moses couldn't do it. They could not stand in the gap because they were men of sin. But Christ came sinless into the world and remained that way. And he became the acceptable offering and sacrifice, the acceptable offering for us to bridge that gap, mend that relationship, reshape our relationship with God. That relationship with God before in the law was going to have a dead end. But now in God, because of Christ, we have come full circle back to the Eden, back to the Genesis, back to the beginning, back to where through the blood, shed blood of Christ, through God, not looking at our sins, but looking at the shed blood of Christ, we now have a whole, complete, eternal relationship with him. That's such a great gift, right? So Christ came, number one. He reshaped our relationship. He shaped our relationship with God. So now it is a relationship to where we enter into a wholeness, completeness, eternal position in God through Christ, and it is forever settled in heaven. Those that accept that gift of Christ as a redemptive gift for our relationship with God. So we got all that settled. I know you knew that, but I need to repeat it again for this thing, because shaping is an amazing energy tool that we use, and we do that in the spirit of love. And that's what John 3:16 tells us, because of the love of God in his heart, that he kept looking and to found a son, and that son really was him, and he came down to earth. You know, John says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became God, and the Word became flesh and came down to earth, dwelled among us. You know all of that, right? So God himself came for us through Christ. And so because he did that, we have this eternity now in our hearts. So when we change our outlook on that, I wanted to go back and refresh that with you, because sometimes I think we think that the gift is no longer as effective, as powerful, because we begin to look at the trials and tribulations we have in life, and we're going like, you know, what's it all about, Affie? I'm still suffering here. Well, you know, that shaped our eternity, but it still said, the Bible didn't take it out, that in this life we're going to have what? Trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, because Christ has what? Overcome the world. So that through him we can endure, through him we can become resilient, through him we become overcomers, but it does not mean that we will not experience some crazy stuff right here on earth. But changing your outlook gets you to not just focus on what you're going through, but where you're going to. Hey, I want to shout right there. Not just focus on what you're going through, but where you're going to. So the going to has been taken care of. It's been shaped and reshaped with a brand new eternal relationship with God. And so we don't ever want that to lose its shine, to lose its power, to lose the gratitude that we have for Christ coming and reshaping our relationship with God. So that he did well. He did that on the cross. He did that on the third day when he was resurrected. He did that when he ascended. The Bible talks about him now sitting at the right hand of the Father, being an intercessor for us. So when Satan comes, and he does come to accuse us, he goes, hold up. Dr. V is covered by the blood. You know, Sister Joseph is covered by the blood. Kaylin is covered by the blood. You're covered by the blood. And so, you know, we got that beautiful relationship that is eternal, that's powerful, and holds us up righteous before God through Christ. And so we want to just always be in a state of mind and an outlook that we have a precious gift in Christ Jesus. Then, so that's the shaping. Now, what's the order about the shifting? The shifting comes in this wise, and I want you to really, really hear this, because if you don't hear it, then you're going to miss the last part, which is like shattering. The shifting comes into this. Listen, Christ came to fulfill the law, not to take it away, to fulfill it. Just there. And so that's a done deal. But let's go back to the law and let's do some reflecting for a minute. Why do we need to shift? What does Christ so as a leader help us to shift so well when he did this? When he came down, this is going to bless you. When he came down, he made sure that one of his constant sermons was, listen, I gave him a yonder of us. Oh, make me want to shout right there. I come to do, you've heard me say this a lot, I come to do the will of him who sent me. My meat is to do his will. I only say what I hear him say. I only do what I see him do. That was a shift that he preached for us, and we keep having to, as leaders, shift back in that place, because if we don't, we'll find ourselves doing things our way, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, who we want to do it with. I'm just breaking it down just like that. Listen, if you're not reminded that your meat is to do God's will, then as a leader, you get caught up in the vision you think God wants you to have, which now you've added all the bells and whistles because you saw other people do it like that and get that kind of result, and you want to have that kind of result. So you go off on a tangent and you start modeling your ministry, modeling your life, modeling your homes, modeling your relationships after what you see other people do. But Christ made it very clear. Listen, I'm only going to say what I hear the Father say. I'm only going to do what I hear the Father do. Huh? And then finally in the Garden of Gethsemane, he simply said this, no matter how bitter this cup is, it's not going to be my will, but thy will be done. That thy will be done in the Garden of Gethsemane should be a sermon that we preach to ourselves when daily, often, as much as we can, reminding the flesh that you're not here to do your will, but you're here to do the will of the Father. Because sometimes pain will cause us to make decisions as leaders to get so we can hurry up and get out of it, because we don't want to feel any pain. Will cause us to go 2 foot to the left and 2 foot to the right, do the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, give the wrong counsel, follow the wrong person, get ourselves in a whirl of mess. And we can do that real easy. The Bible says sin does so what? Easily beset us. Ah, yeah, that part. So the shifting has to do with what Christ as a leader taught us. Keep your focus on saying what the Father says, doing what the Father said. In other words, being in the Word, that the Word have life in you, that your life be so parallel and on it, and get your life what? From the Word. The Bible says the entrance of the Word bringeth what? Life. Get your wisdom from the Word of God, not from man, but from the Word of God. And then you'll find yourself by the Word, following the Word, becoming successful as the Word is designed for us to be successful in our personal relationships, in our ministry relationships, in our business relationships, in our relationships with ourselves, in our relationships with God, in relationship with our family and friends and church members and co-workers and even the world. Listen, leadership is challenged today like no other time I period. I can remember. I'm 60 some years old, and I can remember the position of leadership across the board, in the kingdom and out of the kingdom, being more challenged than it is right now. We have challenges globally. Leaders, you know, you got to be in your right mind. And we can go to Nebuchadnezzar and find out just what happens when a leader decides that he's exalted himself above the knowledge of God. He'll find himself what? Grazing in the grass. We'll find some people who want to be like Hitler. They'll find themselves pushing up daisies before their time. There's all kind of ways you can go wrong as a leader if you keep your focus on the wrong person. If you don't keep your focus on God and what his word says, if you don't do like Christ helped us to do when he shifted to this place, when he came down on earth, he said, listen, I was up there with the Father. I came down here to have a successful mission. And the only way I can have this successful mission as a leader here on earth is that I say what I hear the Father say and I do what I see the Father do. That was a shift that Jesus, the leader, taught us how to maintain. Keep that focus, leaders. Listen, you need to sip right there. Take your cup, tip it up to your mouth, and sip on that. That's the position you're going to have. What are you doing, Dr. V? Oh, I'm only doing what I see the Father do. I'm only loving like I hear him love. I'm forgiving like he told me to forgive. I'm keeping my eyes on the prize. I'm just really, listen, I endeavor that Christ what be formed in me so I can fulfill my calling, making my worth calling worthy, making me to walk worthy rather in the vocation for which I was called, back to verse 1 of Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. Well, Dr. B, you talked all about shaping and shifting. What is this shattering thing? Who ever heard of that? Well, let me tell you, because those other two, and we'll talk about it next time we come together, but I want to get to shatter. Shatter, this is what I think that Jesus helped us to do, particularly helped his disciples do, is he helped them shatter this notion that because you are gifted, because you can cast out demons and you can heal the sick and you have all power and you can bless and you can curse, don't get tripped up by the power you have. Stay in the grace zone. Stay in the meekness zone. Stay in that zone as a leader. Stay in a zone of servanthood. Stay in the zone of being. This is how Jesus shattered that thought they had. Listen. He sent them out. They came back with a glory report. They were just, I can imagine they were probably just dancing and shouting and going, look what we did. Look what we did. And Jesus shouted at them. He said, listen, Just be glad. Come on now, I'm going to paraphrase this. Just be glad your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Hey, knock them down a peg or two. I don't care how powerful Dr. B can teach, pray, counsel, and I'm pretty good at all of that. You know, can't sing that well, but in the gifting was which I was given, and the grace anointing that I have according to the gift of Christ, I can do some things in the kingdom to the glory of God. But none of those things that I do can trump the fact that I'm just glad what? My name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Listen, I know that I had to take you right there how Jesus shattered the uprising in the heart and spirit of leaders to think that just because you're gifted, just because you can fill a stadium, just because you can teach and preach and sing and do all those things well, that you're trumping the fact that those are gifts to equip you to get the job done. But you cannot glory in the gifts. You have to glory only in the relationship you have with the Father himself and where he's what? Taking you to. Because remember at the top of the conversation, I was talking about shaping. Don't get caught up in what you're going through, but get caught up in what you're going, where you're going to. Amen? So, and one last thing. I only have a minute to tell you this, but I'll review it in our next show. We only can do what the word says effectively when we do it consistently. And this is what I want to tell you about shattering. The Bible says, take every thought captive into the obedience of God. Anything that would exalt itself above the knowledge of God, shatter that thought. Shatter it. Break it. Defuse it. Dismantle it. You know, put it to rest. Bury that thing. You know, take it down. Tear it down. Whatever you have to do. You can do that, right? Listen, I'm going to part two of this. You know, Dr. B, always have a part two. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk to you about shifting and shattering again as relationship to changing your outlook on love, on relationships, and on leadership. All right, can I do that? Listen, let's pray out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. We thank you for being such an awesome God in our lives. We thank you again for this platform and for people all over the world, whether you're at peace or you're in chaos. Remember, your life is hid in Christ and everything in the end is going to be all right. Why? Because he's going to take you all the way to eternity. That's what kind of God we serve, and that's who, how powerful the blood of Jesus is in our lives. And it's in his name that we praise and we pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313. Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what side of the world you are on listening to my voice today. This is Benita DeReese with Create Your Own You. And as I always say, become the person who you want to be and don't become the person someone wants you to be. You know, I always take that because I like that saying, because a lot of us always, you know, we always just try to please other people. We always want to make other people happy, but we never really pay attention to what exactly what we want out of our lives. So like I said, just always be the person that you want to be and not for someone else. So I hope everyone is having a fabulous day. I hope people are having a lot of positivity going on in their life. I know, you know, with everything going on, the world being kind of shut down, and we're not able to travel, we're not able to go outside to the grocery, well, we can go to the grocery stores, but, you know, to the restaurants, bars, or sporting games, and, you know, things of that stuff that we were so used to going to all the time. You know, it was just so normal for us to just, hey, let's go to a baseball game, let's go to a basketball game, or even go to your kids' little league game. You know, this summer, a lot of people are missing out on a lifetime of an opportunity. You know, some of the people that were supposed to graduate from eighth grade and move on to ninth grade in high school, you know, they're missing their graduations, they're missing their prom, they're missing, you know, their class days, and, you know, they're missing this point of their life that was supposed to be so special to them, and now that they'll probably never, ever get to see them walking across the stage, especially if it was for grammar school, your last year in high school. You know, you may be the first person who graduated from college, and, you know, you won't get that walking across the stage feeling. But you know what? Even though that's the negative part to all of it, don't even look at it like that. Look at it as if that, you know what, you completed or you got through a major hurdle, a major goal. You know, you actually graduated from something. You graduated from the eighth grade and you're going to your high school. You graduated from high school and now you're going to college. You know, you graduated from college and you're going on to maybe a master's degree or a PhD, you know, going from a master's to a PhD. You know, all of that are really as an accomplishment that, you know, you got to say, okay, I went to school for 4 years, and I, you know, I worked so hard and was so stressful, and, you know, you had those late nights and everything. You know, you didn't think you could make it, but in reality, what happened? You made it. You know, just because you weren't able to walk across that stage doesn't mean you didn't accomplish something. You accomplished an educational goal. You accomplished some things that many people have never even done before. You know, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to even go to school. You know, a lot of people don't even have the opportunity to go to school and enjoy their school atmosphere. Some schools are, you know, very brutal. They're not clean. You know, there's no food, good food or running water in certain areas. So be grateful for what you have and how you accomplished it, because you weren't able to do that graduation, it don't mean that you're not accomplished. And I see a lot of people on Facebook or social media saying, oh, my son and daughter, you know, they're not able to graduate. COVID-19 just messed up everything. You know, you really can't even look at it like that, because life is still going on. Your son and daughter has woke up today. You know, you're able to see your son and daughter, your son or daughter, or how many kids that you may have. You're able to actually get that diploma in the mail. You know, you can, you know, dress your son, daughter, or who, you know, niece, nephew, whoever's graduating, have them put on their graduation gowns, take pictures, do a video of, you know, play the graduation song that everybody plays, you know, and do a ceremony of your own in your own house. You know, you can have mom and dad, whoever live in your house, mom, dad, maybe grandma live with you, maybe you got some cousins that live with you, your brothers and sisters, and set it up like a graduation. Put out some little folding chairs. Make one of your little tables into a little stand, like, you know, the principal or whoever's doing the graduation might stand at. And somebody just do like a house graduation. So you got to look at things like that. You got to understand that just because it's not the actual graduation, don't mean you can't have a graduation at your home. You know, just think outside of the box on what exactly you can do to have that graduation if you need with your son, daughter, or whoever is graduating. So I want to give a shout out to all the graduates of 2020 all across the world because, you know, they're not getting that experience. But you know what? I am very proud of you. I'm pretty sure your family members are very proud of you. And that's what really counts is your family member say, hey, you did it. We got this. You got this diploma. What are you going to know? What's next? So always look at what's next. So, you know, while I've been off work for about 8 weeks. About 8-9 weeks. And since I've been off, I didn't look at me getting laid off of work as a bad thing. I really didn't look at it that way. I looked at it in a way to where I can sit down, I can relax, I can learn a new skill, which I've been doing. I've been taking some certifications online. I've been, you know, just trying to see, just actually enjoying this time off from work and enjoying my family and enjoying just being home. Had a lot of, you know, got house repairs I can finally, you know, get done. So, with me being off work, I kind of took advantage of the situation. And there's millions of people right now out of work across the world due to the COVID-19. A lot of places are shut down still. Some places are opening slowly but surely. They are opening. But, you know, take the time now to just say, what can I learn new? What skill or what did I always want to do to learn in this time? Because what you don't want to do is get depressed. You know, you don't want to say, I'm just waking up to another day, or I can't wait for this to be over, or I'm ready to go to the movies, or any, you know, you have to start thinking about how you can participate in this current event to make you a positive individual or to uplift your spirits. So, you know, like I said, I've been wanting to take finance courses and things of that nature for a very long time, but never had the chance to do it. I mean, I've always looked into finance, always been following the trends and things of that nature, but I never actually dove into it. So, you know, right now I've took the time out and said, hey, let's get some certifications under your belt while you're off work and before you go. So think of something that you've always wanted to do. You probably always wanted to go to school for nail tech. There are some schools online that's teaching the theory part of the nail tech. And then when school's open, you'll be able to do the hands-on portion. There's schools, culinary schools. You know, culinary is pretty much a hands-on activity, but there are schools that's opening up to do online school for the theory part of it, get all the theory part and out of the classroom time out, so when they go back into the school, they'll be already ready to just be in the culinary, into the kitchen. They'll spend most of the time in the kitchen instead of some time, you know, some of the time that you used to spend in the classroom. So there are so many things out there online that you can look into and think about what you want to do. If you're already a barber or if you're already a hairstylist or you already do nails, anything that you, if you already do, see what certifications out there that you can upgrade yourself. Maybe you want to add dermatology. It's probably some classes you can learn, you know, skin removal or things of that nature that you can look to do online and not necessarily have to be in the classroom right now. There's a lot of things right now online where you can say, hey, this is interesting. I never thought about being a massage therapist before, but they're doing part of it online right now. And let me sit and do the online portion of it. So when doing, just trying to get people right now with, you know, thinking more positive, with wanting people to be more creative with what more creative in this situation. You know, I have a cousin who loves crafts. She's already making 4th of July wreaths to put on the door. Her daughter's birthday is the 4th of July. So she's already in her house making 4th of July door wreath that she's going to put up on her house. She's going to put up on her daughter's house. And she's making these other pretty little 4th of July decorations. Now, we're in May. Fourth of July is a few months away, and she's already, you know, doing her Fourth of July decorations. So stuff like that, you know, you're already, you're crafty. Do things that can, you know, holidays are coming up. If you know you make things around Christmas time, start making it right now while you have the time, because by the time Christmas comes, 9 times out of 10, you will be back at work, most likely. Your jobs will, you'll be back at work. A lot of people will be back at work. So right now is the time to focus on you. And here are some things I'm thinking that maybe you can do with, you know, just trying to reinvent yourself. You know, number one is reevaluate your life. You know, look at things as such as your health. Do you need to lose weight? I know a lot of us can shed some pounds, especially after we get done with sitting in this house for the past, for the next month or so, whenever they say we can go outside, as, you know, so what some call normalcy. You know, a lot of us are going to gain some weight, so why not start an exercise program now and while you're at home, so when you were able to be outside and plug outside around people, you already have the exercise regimen going. You don't have to do anything strenuous. You know, in the morning time or whenever you feel like, morning time is best. I say get things done in the morning time, especially when it comes to exercising. You know, get up, stretch, maybe do 25 jumping jacks, maybe do 25 crunches, maybe, you know, add 25 leg lunges. You know, do simple. You don't have to, you know, people think of working out, they think they have to do things so strenuous, and you really don't. If you got a couple of cans, put one can in each hand and do some arm lifts. You know, you don't have to have a gym, you have to have gym equipment. Go in a cabinet and get a couple of cans and just do some arm lifts. Just start some type of a exercise regimen, so, you know, when we come out of this pandemic, we're not, you know, 20 and 50 pounds overweight. You know, reevaluate your relationship. You know, at right now is the perfect time to reevaluate your dating situation, because right now, if you're in the same house, you're spending a lot of time together, and you're learning a lot more about this person. Now, if you want to be with this person, I'm not saying for married people, if you want to get a divorce, anything like that, I'm not saying that. In those cases, you might want to seek counsel with your pastor or a marriage counselor or something along those lines. Keep that marriage going. But, you know, if you're just, you know, not married to somebody and you just knew you wanted to, you know, the thing about relationships is we know when a relationship is over, but we still continue to be in it because we're comfortable in it. And that's the wrong thing to do. So when, if you're in one of those relationships right now, that relationship, you know, you guys may need to go different paths, because I'm pretty sure you're finding out a lot of things about each other that you probably didn't know because you're up under the same roof for almost 24 hours a day. I already talked about education. You know, education is, don't have to be going to college. Education can just be going online and just researching a topic that you may want to know about. You don't even have to pay for this. You just go on Google and say, let me find out about the hotel industry. You know, you can find out a whole lot of information about the hotel industry. You may want to work at a hotel. You may want to be the front desk clerk. You know, you can find out everything you want to know about the hotel industry if you pop it in. Next thing, you know, you want to get into your spirituality. You know, a lot of people are getting more and more into it because we're at, you know, we're at home, we're watching our church services on TV. You know, I know a lot, you know, I see on Facebook, oh, I can't wait to get back into church. I want to really, you know, physically be in church. But, you know, guys, until then, we have to continue to watch it on TV or on social media or however you're watching your services on for church. But, you know, you want to make sure you stay connected and not drop off, because that's an area where you're going to strengthen. Right now you're probably strengthening your life even more because you're actually now paying attention to, because it's online and you have no distractions. Sometimes when you're in church, there's a lot of distractions and you're not really paying attention. But right now, you're probably getting a little bit more out of your online service because it might be just you watching the TV, or it may just be you on the computer. No one's around you, so you're getting a lot more than what you sometimes would have gotten when you were going actually to church. So you want to just, reevaluate your life in a couple of different areas. You know, like I said earlier, start something new. You know, I firmly believe in learning something new every day. You know, learning something new every day is something, you know, you cannot stop learning. That's one thing. You cannot stop learning. A lot of people feel after they get out of college or out of school that they don't need to learn anymore, you know. And in actuality, we need to continue to learn on a daily basis. Even if we're in, you got to think about it. If a doctor stopped learning, if he graduated from med school and he's been let's say he became a brain surgeon, and he was a brain surgeon for the past, let's say, 4 or 5 years, 6 years, don't you think within those 4 or 5 years, 6 years, he's probably been to certain conferences, he's been to, he's keeping updated on information regarding the brain, he's keeping updated on new technology, he or she is keeping updated with new technology. They have to do a continuing learning process because the body, and with everything going on in the world, it changes, you know. You never know how you're going to get some type of disease, and the doctors need to figure out how to get, help you with this. Or any, cancer or any ailment, they need to know how to help you. So they must stay in learning mode at all times. And that's the same for you. Just because you may be, let's say you might be just a corrections officer, you just go to work and you're just pretty much watching inmates all day. That don't mean you stop learning, because you still probably want to learn some laws. You still probably want to stay updated with the state regulated guidelines for prisoners. You want to stay updated with any bills, new laws, and new bills that have passed. You must continue to stay learning in whatever field that you are in. You know, we just don't want to just, not feed the brain. Feeding the brain is so important to keeping that brain muscle going. You know, and like I said on previous radio shows, getting up every morning, putting positivity in your mind, speaking them out loud, because it feeds the brain to be more positive. It feeds the brain to look for the positive things that goes on throughout the day, more so than it will look for a negative situation. And then if a negative situation do come up, the negative situation you'll be able to handle much better than probably what you would be been able to handle probably 10 years ago. You would probably handle another situation, cussing and swearing, yelling and possibly fighting and things of that nature. Now you don't put so much positivity into your mind that when it comes up, you might say with that negative experience, okay, I apologize, sorry for that. You may be the person that apologized now. So you must continue to feed the brain on a daily basis all the time and make sure that it's more positive stuff that you're feeding the brain. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to things that challenge yourself to possibly learning. When you learn a new stuff, challenge yourself to make sure as you're learning something that you, first of all, you really, really want to know. You don't want to learn something that you really don't want to know. I always tell people, if you're going to learn something, learn it to the best of your ability and actually take action and use it if you can in life, okay? So if you're a person like me, I'm not a person that really likes to write a lot. I'm not a writer per se, and I know that. So for me, I challenge myself to write in journals. I challenge myself to just write down how I feel throughout the day. I challenge myself to watch webinars that I'll watch, and I'll take notes. I used to just watch like a webinar or watch something on like YouTube, and I'll take my recorder and I would let it just record so I could just listen to it later on. But now I said, let me challenge myself to actually writing stuff down, because when you're writing things down, you remember it better. other than just listening to it. Writing it down, you remember it because you're writing it down and you're saying it at the same time. So you're focusing more on what the content is. So I challenged myself to start writing a little bit more, especially when I'm listening to something and taking notes, because I'm really good at turning on the recorder and just letting the recorder go for itself. Just let the recorder go until that particular lecture is over, or whatever I'm watching on YouTube is over, or whatever webinar is over, and then I'll just listen to it. And you know, but I found out when I actually do write things down, I do have the tendency to remember it a little bit better than just listening to it all the time, you know, once or twice. So then plus I have it in the notebook written down, and I don't have to pick up the phone and go get to put, you know, search for the recording, because, you know, once you put so many recordings into a phone, you kind of got to go search for it. So I can just go to my notebook and I can say, oh yeah, this was done on May 15th, 2020 at about 6 p.m. because I always like to write the time when I write stuff down. I like to write the time down too. So I do. So it's funny because I do that with bills too. If I pay a bill, I'll mark it down and then I'll write the time when I paid the bill. I know. But, you know, challenge yourself to do things that you normally wouldn't do. Like I said, for me, I'm just not a writer. I just like to listen and, you know, record. That's just one of my favorite things, to just record everything I see or everything I do. So the bottom line, let's recap a little bit. You know, you want to, you know, while we're in this pandemic, you want to reevaluate yourself on certain areas of your life, whether that's health, relationship, wealth, education, spirituality, or career. So you want to make sure, you know, just check in all those areas and see what part of the areas where you can improve the area and go from there, because we can always improve in every area of life. Every aspect of life we can improve without a doubt. A lot of people, you know, say, well, my relationship is just my relationship. Well, you know, my health is just my health. You can't just say that. If you know you have high blood pressure, there's a way to get blood pressure down. If you know you're overweight and your doctor told you to lose 50 pounds, just go ahead and lose the 50 pounds. But don't think in your head 50 pounds. Think 5 pounds. And then when you get to that 5 pounds, think another 5 pounds. And then when you get to that 5 pounds, think another 5 pounds. Do you know by the time you get to 50 pounds, you may have even dropped 65 and not even realized you did it because you did it on a 5-pound increment? So, you know, break things down in a smaller version, especially when it comes to health. Education, like I said, I spoke about education earlier. Find something online that you can learn right now while you're home. Find something online that the family can learn. You know, make it a family thing. Education is every day, learning every day. You can learn something for you to implement into the family, especially, you know, you can just go online and say, you know, 10 things married couples should do with their kids at home. And Google will pop up so many different things for you to listen to, for you to read and figure it out. It's, you can build so much right now with your families at home. You know, when my nephew came over the other day, and I haven't seen him in a couple months due to what's going on. So I said he called me and asked if he can come over. I said sure. So he stayed 5 days with me, and in those 5 days, he's 9, and he always wanted to be on his tablet, always wanted to be on the phone, always be on his tablet. I'm a person that don't like to cook, so if I use my stove and I cook for him, that means he can't be on his tablet or his phone. He has to stop doing everything, sit down and eat, and we have conversations while we were eating. That's a good way of bonding with your loved ones. So what I want, you know, I want everybody to not look at this pandemic as something that's negative. I don't want people to getting too depressed about what's going on. You know, they can't go to work, they can't go to the movies, they can't go to the bar, they can't go to the malls, they can't, you know, they just can't. Just think about, and then with graduation, you know, kids aren't they're not able to walk across the stage. Your kid is just not able to walk across the stage. Again, don't look at that as a negative. They completed a major accomplishment. And, like, do something for fun in the house or in your backyard with the family. So I am going to leave that there. This, again, is Vanita DeReese with Create Your Own You. Peace and blessings to everyone around the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Enjoy.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.